1 Chronicles, chapter 7. Of the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Puah, Jashub, and Shimron, 4. The sons of Tola, Uzi, Rephiah, Jeriel, Jarmai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their fathers' houses, of Tola, mighty men of valor in their generations. Their number in the days of David was 22,600. The son of Uzi, Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah, 5, all of them chief men. With them, by their generations, after their fathers' houses, were bands of the army for war, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. The brothers amongst all the families of Issachar, mighty men of valor, listed in all by genealogy, were 87,000. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jediel, 3. The sons of Bela, Ezbon, Uzi, Uzziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, 5, heads of fathers' houses, mighty men of valor, and they were listed by genealogy 22,034. The sons of Becher, Zemira, Josh, Eliezer, Elioenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Becher. They were listed by genealogy, after their generations, heads of their fathers' houses, mighty men of valor, 20,200. The son of Jediel, Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan, Jewish, Benjamin, Ehud, Chenana, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these were sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their fathers' households, mighty men of valor, 17,200, who were able to go out in the army for war. So were Shuppim, Huppim, the sons of Iar, Husham, and the sons of Aher. The sons of Naphtali, Jahzel, Guni, Jezer, Shalem, and the sons of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh, Azrael, whom his concubine the Aramites bore. She bore Mashir the father of Gilead. Mashir took a wife of Huppim and Shuppim, whose sister's name was Makah. The name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters. Makah the wife of Mashir bore a son, and she named him Peresh. The name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakam. The sons of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead the son of Mashir, the son of Manasseh. His sister Hamlicheth bore Ishod, Abiezer, and Mahla. The sons of Shemida were Ahian, Shechem, Laki, and Aniam. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthila, Beard his son, Tahath his son, Eladar his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthila his son, Ezer, and Elad, whom the men of Gath who were born in the land killed, because they came down to take away their livestock. Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. He went into his wife, and she conceived, and bore a son, and he named him Beria, because there was trouble with his house. His daughter was Shira, who built Beth Horon the lower and the upper, and Uzan Shira. Repha was his son, and Resheph, and Telah his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amahud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. The possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer, with its towns, Shechem also and its towns, to Azer and its towns, and by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Beth Sheen and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, and Dor and its towns. The children of Joseph the son of Israel lived in these. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beria. Sarah was their sister. The sons of Beria, Heber and Malchiel, who was the father of Birzith. Heber became the father of Japhlet, Shomer, Hutham, and Shua their sister. The sons of Japhlet, Pasek, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These are the children of Japhlet. The sons of Shema, Ahi, Rogar, Jehubah, and Aram. The sons of Helam his brother, Zophar, Imna, Shelish, and Amal. The sons of Zophar, Suah, Harnapher, Shul, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shammah, Shilshar, Ithran, and Bera. The sons of Jether, Jephunneh, Pispah, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Ara, Haniel, and Ritzia. All these were the children of Asher, heads of the fathers' houses, choice and mighty men of valor, chief of the princes. The number of them listed by genealogy for service in war was 26,000 men.